Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samach Beis, the fifth parak, Tamid Nishcha. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on Daf Samach Alf Amud Beis, a machlokas was introduced regarding a case of Shchatu Amun Amunah Sheyiskapru Bo Areoim Bezrika, shechting a Pesach for the sake of circumcised people in order that Areoim should gain kapara through it by the throwing of the blood. Now Rav Chisda said the carbon is pasul, and Rabbah says it is kasher. Ravashi challenged the first explanation of the Machlokas, and on this daf, he provides an alternative explanation based on the pasuk, v'nirtzalo l'chaper lav, an acceptance shall be gained for him to atone for him, alav v'lo al chavero. By specifying for him and not for his fellow, the pasuk is teaching that the zerika must be done for the owner of the carbon, not for any other person. Now Rabbah holds chavero dumya didei, that the fellow that invalidates the carbon must be similar to the owner. Just as the owner is a bar kapara, so too must the fellow be a bar kapara to invalidate the carbon, which would exclude the oral since he's ineligible. Rav Chisda holds that the oral is a bar chiyuva ubar kaparahu, that he is subject to the pesach obligation and subject to kapara, hoil di boy misak nafshe, since if he wished, he could rectify himself and undergo circumcision. The Gemara goes on to clarify that Rav Chisda holds of hoil l'chumra, but not lakuah, such as in the earlier case of baking on yantif for the possibility of guests. Point number two, Rav Simulai came before Rabbi Yochanan and asked to be taught Sefer Yuchsin, which is a collection of Tanaic teachings on Divrei Hayomim. Rabbi Yochanan was reluctant to teach him, but after being pressured, he agreed to do so. When Rav Simulai suggested that they learn in 3 months, Shakal Kala Pasuk Bei, Rabbi Yochanan took a clod of earth and threw it at him. Rabbi Yochanan said that Bri, the wife of Rabbi Mira and the daughter of Yochanan ben Trahajan, who would learn 300 rulings a day from it from 300 different Rabbanim, and yet it took 3 years for her to complete, how can say you want to finish in 3 months? Rami Bar reviewed a set name of Rav, Miyom Shenigna Sefer Yuchsin, Tashash Kochan Shel Chachamim, V'chom Me'or Einehem. From the day Sefer Yuchsin was forgotten, the strength of the Chachamim became weakened and their eyesight was dim. Marzutra said the section between the first mention of Atzal and the last mention of Atzal holds 400 camel loads of drushes. And point number three, as Rav Simulai was leaving, he asked Rabbi Yochanan to explain the difference between a Pesach that was offered to Lishmo below Lishmo, and a Pesach that was offered to Lo'ochlov v'shelo Lo'ochlov, for those who are able to eat it and those that are not able to eat it. Rabbi Yochanan listed 4 differences. A carbon brought Lishmo below Lishmo, psul b'gufo. The psul is in the essence of the animal. It's not possible to identify which part of the carbon is Lishma and which is Lo'ishma. It disqualifies in all 4 avodos, and applies to both individual and communal karbanos. Whereas a carbon brought lo'ochav, lo'ochav, the psul is not in the essence of the animal. It is possible to identify which side is the healthy person's portion and which side is the sick person's portion. It only disqualifies when done during shechita and does not apply to communal karbanos. Ravashi said that the psul b'gufa and being unable to identify which part of the carbon is mutter is really 1 point, as the first psul is a result of the second. Ravashi said the psul b'gufa and being unable to identify which part of the carbon is mutter is really 1 point, as the first psul is a result of the second. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On Daf Samach Alef Amud Beis, a machlokas was introduced regarding a case of Shchatu Amun Amunas Sheyiskapru Bo Areoim Bezrika, shechting a Pesach for the sake of circumcised people in order that Areoim should gain kapara through it by the throwing of the blood. Rav Chisda said that the carbon is pasul, and Rabbah says that it is kasher. Ravashi challenged the first explanation of the machlokas, and on this stuff he provides an alternative explanation based on the pasuk, v'nirtzalo l'chaper lav, an acceptance shall be gained for him to atone for him, alav v'lo chavero. By specifying for him and not for his fellow, the pasuk is teaching that the zerika must be done for the owner of the carbon, not for any other person. Now Rabbah holds chavero dumya didei, that the fellow that invalidates the carbon must be similar to the owner. Just as the owner is a bar kapara, so too must the fellow be a bar kapara to invalidate the carbon, which would exclude the oral since he's ineligible. Rav Chisda holds that the oral is a bar chiyuvahu or bar kaparahu, that he is subject to the pesach obligation and subject to kapara. Hoil di boy misakan nafshe, since if he wished, he could rectify himself and undergo circumcision. The Gemara goes on to clarify that Rav Chisda holds up hoil l'chumra, but not l'kula, such as in the earlier case of baking a yantiv for the possibility of guests. Point number two, Rav Simulai came before Rabbi Yochanan and asked to be taught Sefer Yuchsin, which is a collection of Tanaic teachings on Divrei Hayomim. Rabbi Yochanan was reluctant to teach him, but after being pressured, he agreed to do so. When Rav Simulai suggested that they learn it in 3 months, Shakal Kal Pasuk Bei, Rabbi Yochanan took a clod of earth and threw it at him. Rabbi Yochanan said that Abruya, the wife of Rabbi Meir and the daughter of Rabbi Chanani ben Trajan, who would learn 300 rulings a day from it from 300 different Rabbanim, and yet it took her 3 years to complete, how can you want to finish it in 3 months? Rami Bar reviewed a set in the name of Rab, Miyom Shenigna Sefer Yuchsin, Tashash Kochan Shel Chachamim, V'chom Me'or Einehem. From the day Sefer Yochsin was forgotten, the strength of the Chachamim became weakened and their eyesight was dimmed. Marzutra said, the section between the first mention of Atzel and the last mention of Atzel holds 400 camel loads of drushas. And point number three, Rav Simulai was leaving, he asked Rabbi Yochanan to explain the difference between a Pesach that was offered l'shmo v'lo l'shmo, and a Pesach that was offered l'ocha v'shlo l'ocha, for those who are able to eat it and those who are not able to eat it. Rav Yochanan listed four differences. A carbon brought l'shmo v'lo l'shmo, psul b'gufo. The psul is in the essence of the animal. It's not possible to identify which part of the carbon is l'shma and which is lo l'shma. It disqualifies in all four avodos and applies to both individual and communal karbanas. A carbon brought lo'ochav, lo'ochav, the psul is not in the essence of the animal. It is possible to identify which side is the healthy person's portion and which side is the sick person's portion. It only disqualifies when done during shechita and does not apply to communal karbanas. Rav Ashi said that the psul b'gufon being unable to identify which part of the carbon is mutter is really one point, as the first psul is a result of the second. All right, so now we go to our simver daf samach beis, and our standard simon is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, who were not recorded in the naval lineage book, and meals were not served to four unhealthy guests who forgot to wear their name tags. Once again, slow motion. The submarine tour, submarine, that must be more in daf samach beis. The submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, which reminds that Rav Ashi offered a different explanation for the machlokes between Rabba and Rav Chisra regarding the question whether a Pesach that was shechted for the sake of circumcised people in order that Arielim should gain kapora through it by the throwing of the blood is kasher. He said it was based on the Pesach v'nirtza lo l'chaper lav, and acceptance shall be gained for him to atone for him, alav v'lo l'chavero. By specifying for him and not for his fellow, the Pesach's teaching that the tzrika must be done for the owner of the carbon, not for any other person. Rabba holds chavero dumya didei, that the fellow that invalidates the carbon must be similar to the owner. Just as the owner is a bar kapar, so too must the fellow be a bar kapar to invalidate the carbon, which would exclude the oral since he's ineligible. Rav Chisra holds that the oral is a bar chiyuvahu bar kaparahu, that he is subject to the Pesach obligation and subject to kapara, hoyo diboy misakin navshe, since if he wished, he could rectify himself and undergo a circumcision. And the Gemara goes on to clarify that Rav Chisra holds of hoyo lechumra, but not lekula, such as in the early case of baking on yantiv, for the possibility of guests. So the submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, who were not recorded in the naval lineage book, which reminds us that Rav Simulai wanted Rabbi Yochanan to teach him Sefer Yochsin in 3 months, which Rabbi Yochanan thought was outlandish, given it took Beruya 3 years to complete. Rami Bar Yehuda said in the name of Rav, "Miyom shenigna Sefer Yochsin tashas kochen shel chachamim v'chol me'oreinam." From the day the Sefer Yochsin was forgotten, the strength of the chachamim became weakened and their eyesight was dimmed. And Marzutra said the section between the first mention of Atzel and the last mention of Atzel holds 400 camel loads of drushas. So the submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, who were not recorded in the naval lineage book, and meals were not served to four unhealthy guests who forgot to wear their name tags. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan explained to Rabbi Simulai that there were four differences between a Pesach brought l'shmo v'lo l'shmo, and one brought lo'ochav v'lo lo'ochav. With a carbon brought l'shmo v'lo l'shmo, the psul is begufo, it is impossible to identify which part of the animal is l'shma and which is lo'shma. The psul disqualifies in all four avodas, and also applies to kibbutz sibor, communal offerings. Whereas a carbon brought lo'ochav v'lo lo'ochav, the psul is not in the essence of the animal. It is possible to identify which side is the healthy person's portion and which side is the sick person's portion. It only disqualifies when done during shechita, and it doesn't apply to karbanas tzibur, communal karbanas. So once again, the submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, who were not recorded in the naval lineage book, and meals were not served to four unhealthy guests who forgot to wear their name tags. All right, now it's time to go to a four-block-back chazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier Erev Pesach by an hour or two. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the fifth parak states that the afternoon tamid is shechted at 8.5 hours into the day and is burned on the Mizbeach at 9.5 hours. On Erev Pesach, it's shechted at 7.5 hours and offered at 8.5 hours, whether it falls on a weekday or a Shabbos. Rashi explains that since the Pesach must be brought after the tamid is brought earlier to allow for many psachim to be brought before Shkiah. And if Erev Pesach falls on a Friday, the tamid is shechted at 6.5 hours and is offered at 7.5 hours. So Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier Erev Pesach by an hour or two, with Shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source that the Tamid is brought at 8.5 hours, and Rav has said, Midraisa, The mitzvah of the Shecht the Tamid begins when the afternoon shadows begin to lengthen, which would be 6.5 hours, based on the Pasuk Bein Arba'im in the afternoon, implying from the time the sun begins to set. Now, during the year when Nedarim and Nedavos are brought, which must be offered after the Tamid Shel Shachar, and before the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, we delay the Tamid 2 hours and perform it at 8.5 hours. During the year when Nedarim and Nedavos are brought, which must be offered after the Tamid Shel Shachar, and before the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, we delay the Tamid 2 hours and perform it at 8.5 hours. So Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier, Erev Pesach, by an hour or two, with Shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen, and no meals were ever sold until the first breakfast offering was served. Which reminds us that we learned that nothing should precede the Tamid Shel Shachar from the Pasuk, Va'arach Aleha Ola, you shall arrange the Ola upon, referring to placing the Ola upon the kindled wood on the Mizbech. Rava says, Ha'ola, Ola Rishona. The Ola implies the first Ola mentioned. And we also learned that nothing should be offered after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im from the Pasuk V'hikter Aleha Chalvei HaShlamim. The Torah teaches that you shall burn on it the fats of the Shlamim. Now the Gemara asks how this is implied from the Pasuk, and Abai said, Aleha Shlamim. The Shlamim should be brought after the Tamid Shel Shachar. Well, Chaver to Shlamim, but Shlamim should not be brought after its counterpart, referring to the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. Rav objected, saying that perhaps only Shlamim cannot be brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, but Olos could be brought. So instead, Rav explained, HaShlamim Aleh HaShlem, Kol Karbanos Kulan. The Shlamim on it, referring to the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, complete HaShlem, all of the offerings. So once again, Noach Goldberg moved up the feeding times at the zoo earlier of Pesach by an hour or two, with Shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen. And no meals were ever sold until the first breakfast offering was served. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simur Daf Nun Tes is a night. A night. So here goes. The night. Night. That must mean we're on Daf Nun Tes. The night who was lighting menorah after the Tamid was brought, which reminds us that the reason the Pesach comes before the Tamid is that there are two expressions of Bein Arba'im and Be'erev with regard to the Pesach, whereas it only says Bein Arba'im with regard to the Tamid. Now, if so, the Gemara asks why the menorah and ketores come after the Pesach, since they only have the expression of Bein Arba'im. And the Gemara answers that we learn from the Pasuk, Yaroch Oso, Aron Uvanov, Me'erev Ad Boker, Aron and his son shall arrange it from evening until morning, that there should be enough oil so that it should burn continuously from evening until morning. And secondly, Enoch Avodah Shekashera Ad Boker, El Zobil Vad. There's no other service which is valid from evening until morning other than this. So hence the Pesach cannot be offered after the menorah is lit. And since the Torah states that we are to burn the ketores when the menorah is lit, the Pesach precedes the ketores as well. And the Gemara brings another brisa that states that the menorah and ketores do come before the Pesach. So the knight who was lighting a menorah after the Tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor Metzor running to offer his Mechusu Kippurim bird. Which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Benoshel Rabbi Yochim and Broka, a Mechusu Kippurim who forgot to bring his karbanos before the afternoon Tamid may bring them after the Tamid even the rest of the year to eat his kachim at night, not just Erev Pesach like the Tanakhama holds. Rashi explains that he can do so because there's a mitzvah for one to partake of his karban. Now the Gemara asks how the mitzvah to eat one's carbon, where there's no liability of karis if he does not eat it, unlike the Pesach, can override the mitzvah of completing all the karbanos before the afternoon tamid. So Ravina said in the name of Chisa that we're dealing with a case of a chatzah of she'enu mizbech eodama, a bird chatzah of an impoverished mitzvah, the mizbech only gets its blood, and none of its body is burned there, therefore there's no prohibition to offer it after the tamid. So the knight who was lighting menorah after the tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor mitzvah running to offer his mechusa kippurim bird. On the bloody from Zvika Mizbeach, where fats of a carbon were being burned. Which reminds us that Rav Kahana posed a contradiction. It's written, and the fat of my festival offering shall not remain overnight until morning, which implies that it's only until morning that the offering may not remain unburned, but it can remain unburned the entire night. Yet it's written regarding the morning tamid, v'hikter aleh chelvei ha'shlamim. He shall burn on it the fats of the shlamim, from which we derive aleh ha'shlam kol karbanos kulan. On it you shall complete all the karbanos, but not on the afternoon tamid. Rashi explains that this implies that no other sacrifice may be burned after the afternoon tamid. So Rav Kahana resolved his own contradiction. He said the first pasuk refers to where the fats were left over from a karban whose blood was thrown on the mizbech before that of the tamid. The zrika makes it as if it was offered before the tamid, which permits the karban to be burned afterward. Dav Samach. So the simur Dav Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. No smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had different Kavanas at two different avodas. Had one avoda mind lo lishma when doing another, and then really messed up doing a Pesach lishma during the rest of the year. Once again in slow motion. No smiley face stickers, that must mean we're on Daf Samach. No smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had two different Kavanas at two different avodos. Which reminds us, the Mishnah on the bottom Daf Nun Tesam Beis stated that if one shechted a carbon Pesach, l'shmo v'lo l'shmo, pasul for its own sake as a Pesach, and then with a Kavana of a different carbon, it's pasul. Rav Papa asked whether the Mishnah meant that the person had both Kavanas b'avoda achas or b'shtei avodas, during one avoda or during two different avodas. If it meant that two Kavanas were expressed during one avoda, it's in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, who says, Afak mar dvarav adam nitbas. A person's final words are binding as well, thereby making the carbon pasul. It would not be in accordance with Meru holds, tafas lashon rishon, only one's first expression is binding. If the Mishnah meant the two Kavanas were expressed during two avodos, then it could also accord according to Rabbi Meir. So, no smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had different Kavanas at two different avodos. Had one avoda mind lo lishma when doing another. Which reminds us, the Gemara attempted to prove that the Mishnah is discussing a case where both intents were expressed during the same avoda. For if it were dealing with the case where it was expressed during two avodas, it would be redundant. The Rishon in the Mishnah already stated that if one did one of the avodas lo lishma, the carbon is pasul. The Gemara rejected this proof, saying that this case is also dealing with two kavanas expressed during two avodas. The Sefer refers to a case, the kai b'shchita v'kachashi b'zrika, where he's standing at the shchita and having kavana about the zrika. And then he says, Harini shochet a pesach lishmo, lizrok dam shelo lishmo. I'm hereby shechting the pesach for its own sake in order to do zrika shelo lishmo. The Mishnah is coming to teach us the mechashim avoda l'avoda, that one can effectively intend from one avoda to another avoda. So, no smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had different Kavanas at two different avodas. Had one avoda mind lo lishma when doing another, and then really messed up doing a Pesach lishma during the rest of the year. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquired, Pesach sheshchato v'shar yomos hashana lishmo v'lo lishmo mahu, a Pesach that was shechted during the rest of the year as a Pesach and for a shlamim, what's the halacha? During the rest of the year, a Pesach brought as a Pesach is pasul. But if it's brought as a shlamim, it's valid. So does the lo lishmo come and remove it from the status as a carbon brought lishmo and makshir it or not? So Rav Dimi related that he saved the following argument before Rav Yirmi. He said, just as a Pesach brought on the 14th lo lishmo b'lishmo, the lishmo does not remove the status of lo lishmo. Similarly, a Pesach brought the rest of the year lishmo, the lo lishmo, does not remove the lishmo status and it remains pasul. Rabbi Yirmi told him that this is not a good comparison. Lo lishmo is an invalidating kavana by all the zvachim, whereas lishmo is only an invalidating kavana for a Pesach. Rashi explains that perhaps, therefore, a subsequent shelo lishma can supersede this weaker, less encompassing pasul. Daf Samachov. So the simcha Daf Samachov is a saw. A saw. So here goes. The magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed. Sawed? That must mean we're on Daf Samachov. The magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed the wrong person in half. Which reminds us, on the bottom of Daf Samachan and Beis, the Gemara inquired what the halacha is if a Pesach was shechted during the rest of the year with the intention for a different owner. Is Shinui Balim an intention for a change of owner like Shinui Kodesh, an intention for a different carbon not during its time, meaning the rest of the year, and it renders the Pesach valid or not? So Rav Papa suggested they were similar, and then Rav responded that they're different in four respects. With Shinui Kodesh, if one has in mind the wrong carbon during any one of the four avodas, the carbon is possible, whereas the only avoda where Shinui Balim is posel is with Zrika. Secondly, Shinui Kodesh applies B'tzibur B'yachid with regards to both communal and individual karbanas, whereas Shinui Balim only applies to individual karbanas. The other two respects, which Rava mentions, are rejected by the Gemara. So the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost saw the wrong person in half, in front of sick, old, and uninvited guests. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the sources that a Pesach that was shechted for those that are unable to eat it, which the Gemara clarifies such as a sick or an old person, or for those not registered on it, is pasul. The Torah states that the Pesach should be taken by michsachs, according to the number of people. Now this teaches that the Pesach may be shechted only for those registered on it. Now one might think that if one shechted it for those not registered on it, he should be considered merely like one who transgressed a mitzvah, but the carbon is valid. So the Torah states, b'michsas tochosu, according to the number shall you count. The Pasuk repeated the requirement to make it essential. The source of the Pesach is pasul if it's shechted by those unable to eat it, comes from a hekesh of ochlin menuyin, comparing those that eat it to those that register for it. As it says, ish lofi achlo tochosu, each man according to what he eats shall you count. So the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed the wrong person in half, in front of a sick, old, and uninvited guest, and then hit the oral with his blood throwing for kapara trick. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what the halacha is if one shechted the Pesach for circumcised people in order that a realim should attain kapara with it through the zrika. Now in this case, the term kapara is not literal. Rather, the intent is that the realim should fulfill their mitzvah of bringing a Pesach through the zrika. Rav Chisda says that it's invalid because yesh machshavas arelim bezrika, because intention for arelim concerning the zrika is effective. Well, Rabbah says it's valid because ein machshavas arelim bezrika, because intention of arelim concerning the zrika is not effective. The Gemara Amud Beis continues with each side presenting the proof for his position. So once again, the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed the wrong person in half in front of sick, old, and uninvited guests, and then hit the oral with his blood-throwing for kapara trick. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1, which something of the Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho ben Yochum of Roka holds that a mechuser kapurim can bring his offering after the tamid has been brought, not just Erev Pesach, but the entire year? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 2, which daf do you learn about the depth of Sefer Yochsin? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 3, which daf do you learn why the Anshei Yericho permitted cutting down the branches of a tree of Hekdesh and why the Rabbanim protested? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 4, which daf do you learn that Rav Chisda held that an oral is a bar chiyuv and a bar kapara since he could have a circumcision, whereas Rabbah holds that he's not a bar kapara? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 5, which daf do you learn the reason the menorah comes after the Pesach is that it's the only avoda from evening until morning? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 6, which daf do you learn about the 4 cries that came from the Azara? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 7, which daf do you learn that the Mishnah of Rishmo v'lo Rishmo Pasul is coming to tell us that Machashim Avoda L'Avoda, that one can effectively intend from one avoda to another avoda? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 8, which daf do we seek to find what the halacha is when a Pesach was shechted during the rest of the year as a Pesach in Vereshlamim? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 9, which daf do we learn the sources that a Pesach is only valid for those who are healthy enough to eat it and for those who are registered on it? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 10, which daf do we learn the 4 differences between a Pesach brought with Shmo below with Shmo and one brought with Ocho below Ocho? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which daf do you discuss throwing a kaveras, a basket, in Rosh Hashanah? That's on Daf Chesed Shabbos. Good. Number 2, which daf do we discuss placing an Erev on a grave? That's on Daf Laman Aleph and Erevin. Good. And number 3, which daf do we discuss which is greater, saying a bracha or answering Amen? That's on Daf Nun Gimel Brachos. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman of Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.